to see her and tell her I need her. Hurting without her, dreaming about her, wondering what she's gonna do and who she's doing it to.
Well, who the hell were they again? Fucking
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
No, the Medicine Show? I know it's the Sloppy Seconds.
I don't know. Maybe you can look that up. What I was going to ask is, like, are you familiar with him at all?
Dr. Hook, yeah.
Is this, like, because now we got, like, the XM Sirius shit. Is that, like, the Dr. Hook who does, like, the serious-sounding 70 songs?
Yeah, yeah.
So what the hell is this? Like, just an anomaly? A joke or what?
He's a funny guy. He did not take himself seriously.
So this wasn't one of Dr. Hook's bigger singles?
It was not a radio hit, no.
I had no idea.
Really? Because there was that episode of 70 Show where I remember Donna humming this.
Well, we sanitized the past, and having not lived through most of the 70s, I don't remember exactly what was out, and my parents certainly aren't going to tell me. But
because you broke their heart when you dropped out of school?
I broke my mom's heart.
You dropped out to go to Harvard? What the hell?
Actually, I was, for a long time, debating between Duke and MIT.
Ooh.
I went the art route.
Oh, God, you're like me. But you make a living now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
And Will thinks I don't make a lot of money because I'm a girl.
No, I said because you're a graphic artist or whatever.
Yeah, no.
So where did you end up going to school?
I ended up going to Columbia College, Chicago.
Is that like an offshoot of the New York one?
No, it's actually a well-known film school. I did not go for film. I actually started for photojournalism and switched majors.
So Will and I we're not completely screwed then in life.
I don't know why you... I mean, yes, but not necessarily because of where you went to school.
I'm just
that's
saying,
what you're asking.
You did like an artsy school thing, and it actually worked out, doing something in the arts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I made a conscious decision to not be totally artsy and go for graphic design, which is pretty commercial.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of, you were gone for the week. That's why we had Kira, in fact, for 2 weeks.
That's right.
Filling in for you, your buddy Kira.
Yeah.
And you were going where? Yeah, fill us in. We got about a good half hour to plug away here. So details.
I was in Denver at my office's major convention.
So you're a graphic artist.
I'm a graphic artist. I work for a nonprofit organization, it's not for profit, which is different than nonprofit,
that is non-profit
or whatever.
Okay.
But they pay well. It's not like one of these struggling.
So someone profits here.
Yeah, I was going to say, how the hell they pay you?
There's profit involved. There's really fine distinctions between the different types of not-for-profit and nonprofits, and we are the more commercial.
It's just enough to get a tax break.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I make a good living at this office job, 9 to 5, and every year we have a major conference, and we're just a small office of less than 30 people. So every year, everybody is called upon to go to the conference. And last year, it was in D.C., so that wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, because of shit. Yeah.
I know, right? Well, every other year, it's in D.C., which kind of stinks, but...
Every other year?
Yeah, every other year.
Well, how many offices do you have? Like, how many office locations?
Well, we just have the one office location, but everybody in the office goes to wherever the convention is. So last year, it was in D.C. This year, it was in Denver.
Why would they plan it down the street? I don't get it. I thought conventions were excuses.
Because
like, fuck off.
No. Well, it's not because we plan it. It's for our members, and a lot of our members are military.
Oh.
So it helps military and government people.
All right. So all you, like, you're shipping off, and you're going to Colorado this year.
Mm-hmm. Went to Denver.
Are you going to work in any pleasure? I mean, what the hell? Is it just you sitting in a hotel for like 7 days ordering porn and fucking masturbating and eating french fries or what?
We work about 14-hour days, so no.
So what do you have to do with this thing then?
Well, for the first 2 days I was there, I actually didn't do much because we were just doing setup and they didn't need me. And so I just ran around the town. For the rest of the week, I smile and look good. And that is my job.
Good.
No one will say that, but that's pretty much my job because I can't do anything else. So as our members come in, I just look really hot and stand there in high heels and smile at them and point them wherever they need to go.
You sounded fucking miserable, though, because I was following your tweets. And like each tweet was like, oh,
I'm having some issues with my office and with my coworkers, which I would rather not get into. Wow. Just to be professional.
That's
about
what
it.
This is for.
But
no one listens to this, really.
There are some bitches in my office.
Ooh, booty butt.
I'm not really happy with them, and I think it's kind of stupid because I've actually been doing my job for 12 years,
oh.
and they treat me like I'm just out of college, and I don't go for that.
So those youthful good looks.
So anyway, I was like, fuck you people, I'm going to look awesome and blow you all out of the water, because I don't dress up for work. I look like a slob at work because nobody sees me. I'm in a cubicle all day. What do I care?
I'm with you. I'm a radio guy. No one sees me. As long as my shorts don't have a dick hole in them, I don't care.
So my boss comes up to me, or there's lots of different layers, but I'll just refer to her as my boss, comes up to me and says, I'm going to say something totally inappropriate.
Your cunt like, looks good.
It was like, if you're going to say it's inappropriate, you probably shouldn't say it to me. But she's like, you'd look totally hot. And I was like, thanks.
Cunty Meg Twat.
Oh, wait, is it chick saying it?
Yeah.
Oh,
stick your finger in my cunt.
So I was like, thanks. And then later.
Well, what the hell were you wearing that was so provocative?
I just look like a fox. It wasn't provocative.
Do you have any pictures?
I could wear the same thing next week.
Really? What was it exactly?
It was our staff shirts. Which are basically polos. I mean, nothing special, but I choose the smaller size.
Accentuating the boobs.
I mean, if I got a body,
stick
I'm going to show
your
it off.
Finger in my cut.
And I was wearing a not too tight skirt. It's kind of tight around the middle, but then it flares out a little bit.
All right.
And heels.
Okay, good stuff.
Very, very nice heels. And so, yeah, I look good. I wasn't dressed like a slut.
Can we'll get a lap dance then?
He's not allowed to have a lap
dance.
Oh,
that's right.
I am allowed. Not to.
That's what I mean.
I keep forgetting
he's not
he's
allowing
a woman
himself.
Now.
And no, I respect that. I really do. That's
yeah.
good for you.
So you know what? If one of us was going to bang her after the show, it would be me. That's the way the world works, my friend.
Sadly, it's true.
Hey, I know it is. Trust me. You got to play the hard to get.
Yeah,
I've done
that
so many times.
Wait, I was playing hard to get. I didn't pay her for the dance afterwards.
You might get a pity fuck.
There we go. Two sweetest words in the English language.
So she said inappropriate things. And then later.
What, beyond that?
No. She's
I'm
not good with
wet
interpersonal.
Thinking about you.
She's not good at interpersonal shit. So then later, my older male boss, who is a perfect gentleman, came up and he said it in a very nice way. He's like, hey, you look like a model. And I was like, oh, thank you. That's really sweet. And that was not inappropriate. That was totally
I'll bet
fine.
Your womanhood smells divine.
He did not say that. That would have been awesome and creepy all at once. So there was that, and I just made the concerted effort to look really freaking awesome every single day and
good.
Wear heels, even though they were killing my feet. But I just smiled and told everybody they weren't killing my feet. And I got a lot of...
All women should be listening to this all the time.
I got a lot of uncomfortable looks from attendees who
all
tend
right,
to
so
be older
jealous,
males.
Everyone's jealous of you being hot, and they want to bang you or they fucking hate you for being the hot piece of young ass.
A lot of them, yeah. A lot of them, yeah. And that was the whole point.
All right. What, any kind of weird shit happen here? I mean, you're in a hotel for like 9 days, and I know you're...
Okay, the room service guy thought...
Your man came around. Or was he there the whole time?
No, he came later after the conference.
So, like, before that, you could have... I'm not saying you banged around. You seem all faithful and shit, but, like, you could have done other
you
weird...
You seem all faithful and shit.
With that
you haven't banged me yet, so...
yeah, my boner is only half-hearted. It didn't detect infidelity. So, you know, what were you doing before he got there, though? I'm sure you're getting into some kind of shit.
Well, we went out drinking a lot. So, a friend of mine just quit this job. Her name is Adie. And,
80?
80.
How do you spell that?
A-D-I-E.
Like Adiamine?
No, not I-D-I. Not Adiamine.
What about Adia by Sarah McLachlan?
Kind of like Adia, but just Adia.
What? God, you're not taking lap dances? You're calling out? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so...
you could have walked in that bathroom to find Allison. That's learning that.
Yeah, so we were just hanging out, and we ordered room service on Sunday, and I'm pretty sure the guy thought we were lesbians because we're in her room in our PJs.
Do you ever swing that way at all? Sometimes.
I've done things in the past.
Okay.
That would...
You taking the tongue boat to Tuna Town?
I'm gonna just come out right now and say I am excellent at oral on girls.
Good for you. Hold on.
I'm excellent at oral on guys, but, you know, that is easier, I guess. I don't know.
Clap full, bitches!
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. Apparently, I have a natural talent.
That's awesome.
Because my first time with a girl, she was like, whoa, are you sure you haven't done this before? And, yeah, so I felt proud. I was proud.
You're like, no, Mom!
Oh. That's wrong. So we watched Father
All
the Bride.
All right, you can drop
service.
Out now. Didn't think you'd go through with it, kiddo. All right, sorry.
That's so wrong.
When was this chapter, goddammit? I'm trying to get the words
that
out.
That part of my life?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. I mean, I could probably count on
You could dust
two
the old
hands.
Tongue off.
No, I could count on two hands at least the number of girls I've been with.
Good stuff, man.
Any strap-on action?
No.
I always thought that was cheesy and not like that was hardcore lesbian territory.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, if I want to get into that, at least me personally, I'm just going to find a guy to do that. Cause,
what? To bang him with it?
No.
To get stuck.
Yeah.
Why would a guy get strap on? I mean, that's like the worst thing ever.
No. I mean, for him to use his natural equipment.
Oh,
to do
okay.
That.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, why don't you fucking
put a
stake in a piece of carbonite? And
a dildo is not the same as a real dick. So I am not into dildos. I mean, it's okay if I'm desperate, but it is not the same.
It emanates no warmth.
It emanates no warmth. They feel different. They're just totally weird to me. So anyway.
Slightly different material.
Well, yeah, it's really
human
different.
Flesh.
I mean, even the good ones, like the fancy ones, no, it's not the same.
Fancy dildos.
The fancy dildos. I mean, you know.
The ones
not,
you
not the mop handle.
Yeah. You
know? Hold with
the
your
one
pinky
I,
out.
The one I whittled doesn't feel as good.
This is model 47, a.k.a. Milady.
Yeah, the diamond encrusted ones just don't do it for me. So anyway, that was a while ago though.
Okay, so there wasn't too much crazy shit, even though like it was like some Hunter S. Thompson, like I'm drunk. Fuck
oh
this
my god, I ran the craziest thing. I was trying to get shit faced, and I stayed mildly sober. Like I got tipsy, and I kept drinking because it was on company tab.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept drinking, and it didn't happen. The worst thing I did was I ran across the street like Kermit the Frog.
What does that mean?
I threw my arms up in the air and went, ah, and ran across the street.
Yeah.
That was it. It
God,
was really
You're doing
lame.
All this, like, tongue, yeah, muff diving and shit, and you're running like Kermit.
I know,
Someone's grown up.
I was going to say, if you snort a rail in Denver, like, won't it get you more fucked up because of the altitude?
If you just move there, if you haven't adjusted yet, the alcohol messes you up more. So the first couple days when we were drinking, I did cut myself off at two drinks because I was like, whoa, this ain't
so
right.
So what happened when the boy got there then? I hope he got like...
Sakes party.
Yeah, exactly.
I
hope he got travel
I
ass.
Will not talk about the things that he and I do because it is his life too.
Okay, that's respectable.
Right. I will talk about things I've done in the past, but not what I
can
do.
Can you talk about now. Imagining me when you're with him?
I can talk about how I've never done that.
That works too.
Yeah, so no, nothing that crazy. Got a little tipsy a few nights, but we went out and got trashed. And I wore the most inappropriate clothes I could think of to our social event.
Okay.
The most inappropriate things I could think of and still probably get away with. So I wore my short shorts. And which aren't that short. They're pretty short, though.
Do you see your cheeks hanging out the back of them?
Oh,
no,
God, that's the best thing ever.
I put on those. I had those with me, and I was going to wear them. I call them my go-go shorts
because
they're, like, totally up in my crotch.
That's even better than bottom tit hanging out of a shirt.
Yeah, and so
I've never seen that on the street.
No.
Well, no, I mean, not on the street.
See the ass hanging out of the shorts a lot.
Yeah, I have shorts like that. I put them on, and we decided they were a little too short, so I picked the ones that were like
an
inch
longer.
Oh,
wear those in. Fuck the classy outfit.
The classy outfit, which is like an inch longer.
Who needs that shit?
If I bend over, you can totally see my ass, though, in those shorts.
Bring in the ass shorts, man.
You've seen me in those.
When?
You saw me in the red shorts.
Oh, what, like the first day in or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because I had a show. So
landed you the
rituals.
Part, yeah. You're still, ain't you? All right, well, just glad to have you back, man. I'm, you know, he came back in one piece. I was just worried. You're, like, constantly tweeting, like, I'm fucked up. Fuck my job. And then, like, there's a couple pictures of you, like, hammered with a sheet over your boobs and stuff.
I sent you my boob pic.
I was like, what
you
the
said something about boobs. I remember
you
what.
You were saying something like, yay for boobs. So I just reply with the boob emoticon, in parentheses, period, parentheses, you know, times two.
I read that as show me your boobs.
Yeah, I wake up the next day, and she's like, all right, this once. And then a link to her, like, just holding her jugs under her sheet. I'm like, Christ.
I was in bed reading my tweets.
Yeah, I was like,
so naturally I'm going to send people pictures of me topless.
Need to go for broke next time. But, yeah, good to have you back. Although Kira did a bang-up job, and we may have her in here, too, sometimes. As a, you know, fill-in whenever, and maybe do extra shows. I don't know.
As the boobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those were good.
Boobs. I don't do that as well. She does boobs really well.
Nah, she did the boobs great. You can do the boobs, I'm sure. I don't know if my one's on me, but... All right, well, a couple news items I want to get to because we're out of here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, wait. I want to tell you about the fuck you guy, though. I hate unimaginative tirades, and we were out at dinner one of the last nights I was there.
Okay.
And this guy almost gets hit by a car, I think. I don't know what happened. But all I know is it's this immigrant guy going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Fuck you, Eddie, you black
bitch.
Motherfucker.
You fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. Fuck
suck
you.
My dick,
fuck
Eddie.
You. That was it. That was all he kept yelling over and over and over.
Why are you criticizing
that?
That's fucking great.
That's all we need to get to the top of this country.
Yeah.
Look at Jersey Shore.
Hilarious.
I was like, come up with some more words, man. Yell at her about what she did. Don't just keep repeating that. And it was exactly the same tone and timbre like every time. It was a fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Wait, so he
fuck
was
you.
With, like, an immigrant chick?
No, he was riding his bike, and some woman in an SUV, I assume, almost ran him over, or he perceived that, so.
That's all he knows in English. That's all he really needs.
You fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. Fuck you. Give
sounds
him a little
fun
emotion,
to me.
Man.
Yeah. Sounds fine to me.
Well,
I'm
no, because he's just imitating the sound. He probably doesn't even know if he's pronouncing the words correctly.
He just put it out phonetically. Yeah. Nah, that works for me. I don't know why that was bad.
Well, I just think if you're going to go on a tirade for that long, you should really be more imaginative.
He doesn't have the means. He'd have to curse in his language, and they know
well,
the bitch
won't.
Well,
that would have been
fine. But
it
she won't understand
the emotion.
Him.
No, it would have shown the emotion.
Like, if I get in a fight in Mexico or something, I'll be like, Maricón.
Pesa mi culo. All right. Well, glad to have you back, and I don't know what the hell. You're like a goddamn, you know. Come on me, Barbie. It's like, what the hell are we going to dress you in next week?
I'm a mountain biking stripper.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can have you just show up with your nippleless boobs and vagiless bare crotch.
I'm bringing my crotchless fishnet suit.
Yeah, man. That's a good arrow to have in my quiver. All right. Shall we get to the news item?
Sure.
The big one. Adult services censored on Craigslist. And I definitely went and checked this out, and
this
it is definitely true.
This makes me so sad.
Censored? What, like they don't show naked pictures
anymore?
No,
they just put a black bar where adult services used to be. It is a black bar with white type that says censored.
A non-functional link.
Yeah.
Then why not just take it off the fucking site?
It's making a statement,
making a
point, obviously.
Yeah.
Embattled online classified service Craigslist apparently made a change to its website early Saturday, censoring its adult services section. The section that usually reads adult services was replaced by the word censored. It was not immediately clear whether Craigslist removed the adult services and replaced them with the censored section that had a link that was not active. But for users who accessed the account outside the U.S., the erotic services link was still active. Pretty much, they get into how they've been under fire for a while.
This is what's wrong with America.
Well, what makes you say that? Because I was going to say, first of all, it sucks that prostitution's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's number one.
I mean, because it goes on anyway with, like, housewives and just, in general, chicks using their snatch to, like, get things from guys.
Yeah, it should just be legal. It should just be flat out
legal.
Well,
not just that. There's tons of, like, actual cash for money straight up. I know what you're getting at. Like, women are using their...
Yeah, I mean, why is sugardaddy.com not illegal?
Yeah, but there's
I'll buy you a BMW if you blow me.
Yeah, there's hardcore actual prostitution still takes place. Like, Tony has researched it. God bless Tony.
In the first person.
Yeah. Well, no, he's like, he got into finding out about Asian massage parlors. Like, apparently that's really the guys they go under. And that's just straight up like 100, not even for a rub and tug. That's 100 to have the, you know, your egg roll in their duck sauce. And he's like, he gets into it. He's like, yeah, I found a place.
If it
Christmas.
Looks like duck sauce down there, there's something wrong.
He's like, for Christmas, man, that's my gift to you.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm like, I'm kind of tempted, but, you know, what the hell? And he's like, well, you went on and on about, like, Artie Lang from Stern doing prostitutes. And if it's good enough for Artie Lang, then it's good enough for me.
Artie Lang's like a 300-pound slob.
I was like, that's not a barometer you want to measure the things in your life by. Artie, like, fucks, like, you know, 16-year-old Puerto Rican whores while eating Burger King and snorting H, too, and trying to kill himself. I mean, what would AL do? Isn't exactly...
WWALD.
Yeah, that's not going to hold a lot of weight, man. But he's all about the hookers, so maybe I'll have a hooker story for the Christmas show.
I don't know. I don't think I can ever, like, pay
pull
for
the
play.
Trigger on that? I don't know.
First of all, condoms would have to be used.
Well,
yeah.
Duh.
Big,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Big negatory there.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't want to touch it, though.
I would be too freaked out about germs.
Yeah, like.
I would be too freaked out about germs. Although, I could see taking a pay BJ.
And this is why it should be legal. Because if it's legal, it's regulated, you get tested, it's just like the porn industry.
But it's just nasty. That's been all over the effing place.
But if it's like the porn industry, and then you know it's, you know, everything's been tested, and if you want to do that.
I still
fine,
like
you feel safer
feeling
with it.
I got in there because I'm like I got game or something, not because I had $100.
It's the conquest.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's the conquest.
You gotta feel like
no,
desired a bit. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not one of those dudes. Like at 3 a.m. when I'm drunk, I'm just like I'll stick it in whatever.
I need a wormhole.
Yeah, my dick just
any
wormhole
will do. Yeah. Well, and see, I think women feel the same way, and this is why Will would get fucked after the show, and you wouldn't.
Because he played hard to get. Fuck.
Well, you get a pity fuck,
but that doesn't
you're not
get...
getting two of those. You're only getting one of those.
What if I get the pity fuck and I'm so bad in bed, that gets me a pity fuck?
No. There's no second chances after that one.
What if the pity fuck's amazing?
Okay, if the pity fuck's amazing...
What if I knock that shit out of the park on the pity fuck?
All right, you might get called back. You might get called
back. Nice.
But it's got to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm talking like you're hitting some high notes.
You know, I almost broke a guy's nose once.
That's hot. Why, you farted that hard while he was...
Exactly. It was my queef.
Okay. All right. So I really got to bring my A game to this pity fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Just keeping... I'm going to miss the section, though. Like, don't ask. Like, you didn't browse it, dude.
Out of curiosity and shit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I browsed it.
It's funny to see who's giving it up for money.
I would use it a lot of times, like late at night.
Stroke off.
Yeah, it was a porn site to me. Like, yeah. I would get sick of The Hun and Your Dirty Mind and fucking Big Boobs Alert and all that. And I would just hit up I was like, God, if I wanted to, I could actually bang that.
Yeah, that's kind of a turn on, too. It's like, all I need is a phone and $100.
Well, the best thing, have you ever contacted him?
No.
Oh, you contact him, and it's like, hey, I like your wares, baby. Just send me more. And you'll get like a whole portfolio of naked pictures.
Oh, I think only some of them have that, though, right?
You got to try.
Oh,
you got to try, especially if they throw up, like, an AIM chat name or something. Be like, hey, I like what I see. And then, you know, they'll bug you the next time you sign on. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't know you. My brother also uses this account.
Oh,
so there's about four hookers out there that think you were trying to solicit them, by the way.
Jesus. God.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that shit, though.
Yeah, it is pretty sad.
I haven't used in that capacity for a couple years.
Go to backpage.com. It's like the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a ton of whore listings?
I think that's like all it is because like no one actually uses like the classified sections of that. It's like really just for escorts.
Backpage.com.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Craigslist is saying it's pulling the plug. Hold on.
That's really sad.
I can't imagine how they went this far without it.
Because having the site doesn't make you responsible for the conduct, and they, you know,
but disclaimers
explicit,
and shit, and there's like some, you know,
I think it's admitting kind of a sign of weakness. Like I miss this is almost the last vestige of the internet being the damn Wild West, you know?
Yeah, and it's just really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have like chicks, like ghetto chicks, like just straight up saying like, you know, I give anal for $100 or whatever, like barely masking it, then how can you defend that?
Well, they're supposed to take those down, and that might be part of the problem.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They don't have the staff for
that. R.I.P. That's all I wanted to get out there. You will be missed, baby. You will be missed. Close my... Sorry. I'm just picturing Blue's funeral. Old school.
Oh.
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy.
I'm not going to sing that shit.
Why? You can't?
Dust in the Wind?
Yeah.
No.
Kate?
What?
Sing it?
Nah, Surf Rider's coming up. Can't sing our Surf Rider.
All right.
Tweety.
All right, folks. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Will, thanks. Kate, thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, we'll be live next Saturday, 3 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at papasbasement, facebook.com/papasbasement. We are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation. Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.